Sinead O'Connor has died at age 56. The Irish singer was known for her intense voice, her political convictions, and the personal tumult that overtook her later years. A warning, this piece mentions suicide. NPR's Netta Ulubi has our remembrance.
Alternative radio in the late 1980s rang with the voices of female singers who defied commercial expectations of what women should look like and how they should sound. But even in a crowd that included Tracy Chapman, Laurie Anderson, and the Indigo Girls, Sinead O'Connor stood out. Her first album cover was so striking, not just because of her beautiful face. It was her head, bald as an eaglet, and her wrists locked defensively across her heart. The album's title, The Lion and the Cobra, refers to a psalm about believers, the power and resilience of their faith. And throughout her early life, Sinead O'Connor was resilient.
I grew up in a severely abusive situation, and my mother being the perpetrator.
Sinead O'Connor on NPR in 2014.
So much of child abuse is about being voiceless, that it's a wonderfully healing thing to be able to just make sounds.
O'Connor started making sounds in a home for juvenile delinquents after a childhood spent getting booted out of Catholic schools and busted repeatedly for shoplifting. But a nun gave her a guitar and she began to sing on the streets of Dublin and then with a popular Irish band called Intuanua here in 1984. O'Connor came to the attention of U2's guitarist, The Edge, and she got herself signed to a label. Her second studio album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, went double platinum in 1990, partly because of a hit love song written by Prince. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. The album was a distillation of O'Connor's prayerful sense of music and her fury over social injustice. She rejected its 4 Grammy nominations for being too commercial and also, quote, for destroying the human race. She was banned from a New Jersey arena when she refused to sing the Star-Spangled Banner for its lyrics glorifying bombs bursting in air. Rock critic Bill Wyman says O'Connor belonged to a proud Irish tradition of speaking up against the established order.
You know, she's always on the side of the victims and the vulnerable and the weak.
In 1992, at the height of her fame, Sinead O'Connor appeared on Saturday Night Live. She raised her voice against racism and child abuse. Child abuse, yeah. There was dead silence when she ended the song by ripping up a picture of then Pope John Paul II.
Fight the real enemy.
What followed in the media was a collective howl of outrage. It drowned out a prescient protest against abuse in the Catholic Church. Years later, O'Connor told NPR she'd known exactly what to expect.
It was grand, to be honest. I mean, I knew how people would react. I knew there would be trouble. I was quite prepared to accept that. To me, it was more important that I recognized what I will call the Holy Spirit.
Rock music's Joan of Arc, as she began to be called, became increasingly erratic in her convictions. O'Connor was a feminist, then she wasn't. She supported the Irish Republican Army until she didn't. She got ordained as a Catholic priest by a rogue sect. She went from celibacy to oversharing about her tastes in sex. And her music veered unpredictably from New Age to opera to reggae. Even though O'Connor never produced another notable hit, tabloids kept covering her. Her 4 marriages, 4 divorces, 4 children. Her feuds with celebrities, ranging over the years from Frank Sinatra to Miley Cyrus. Music critic Bill Wyman.
I think people lost respect for her credibility, and her later records just aren't as much fun. They're poorly produced and they're odd. They're just not as enjoyable.
In later years, Sinead O'Connor took to Facebook and Twitter to write about her struggles with mental illness. She brought up suicide and attempted it more than once. If you came of age in the 1980s, one song you heard over and over from Sinead O'Connor's first album was this one. It's called Never Gets Old. If only somehow Sinead O'Connor could have gotten old as powerfully as her strongest songs. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.